September 2, 1923. In addition to the privation of Jesus, Louisa feels the pain of humanity separated from God, because of the bond she has with Jesus and therefore with all humanity. The nations are preparing for war. I felt very embittered because of the privation of my adorable Jesus. More so, since making himself seen like lightning, he would draw me out of myself, and then escape me like a flash, while I was forced to see tragic and gloomy things, rumors of wars, as if they wanted to involve Italy. Leaders of governments approaching other leaders, offering sums of money to make them fall into the net of the war. From the month of January of this year, when one day I was in great suffering, Jesus had told me that he was making me suffer in order to enlighten the nations which, wanting to start a war, wanted to drag others along, offering great sums to draw them to themselves. What pain it was for me to go out of myself to see suffering peoples, and another war field being armed, without having my Jesus together with me to say a word to him. To snatch from him, even at the cost of pains, mercy for unfortunate humanity. I spent several days in this state, and my heart could not take it anymore. I felt not only the pain of being almost deprived of Jesus, but another pain, so hard that I myself cannot explain it. Then, as he made himself seen clinging to my heart seeking rest and refuge, for he could not take it anymore, I squeezed him to myself and I said to him, "My life, Jesus, tell me, where did I offend you that you don't come? What is this pain, on top of the pain of your privations, which lacerates me and separates me from you?" And Jesus, all afflicted, told me, "My daughter, did you perhaps place your will to offend me in anything, since you fear that I withdrew from you?" And I, "No, my Jesus. I would rather die than displease you." And Jesus, "So, a daughter who has always been with her father must be attentive to know the secrets, the manners, the reasons, with which he deals with her. I have been with you for so long, and you still do not understand the reasons which force me to withdraw. But you have understood them, also from the great evils you saw, when I used to come to you like lightning, drawing you out of yourself, and leaving you alone wandering around the earth? How many tragic things have you not seen? And on top of this, the great preparations for war which the nations are making. Last year, France, by moving against Germany, rang the first bell. Italy, by moving against Greece, rang the second bell. Then, another nation will come, which will ring the third bell, to call them to fight. What perfidy! What obstinacy! This is why my justice can no longer bear so much obstinacy, and it forces me to withdraw from you, to be free in its course. And the pain you feel in your heart, in addition to the pain of my privation, is nothing other than the pain of humanity separated from me. Indeed, it is a horrible pain, so much so, that my heart writhed and agonized. And now, because of the bonds you have with me, you remain bound to the human family, and you yourself are forced to feel this pain, the human generations which separate from me with their horrendous sins. Courage, do not lose heart. Let me give free course to my justice, and then I will be with you again, and we will pray and cry together over the destiny of man, then he may no longer roam throughout the earth, but return to his God.